In today's digital landscape, providing your company security isn't just important, it's essential for growth. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the automated trust management platform that helps your business achieve and maintain compliance across over 35 security frameworks, including SOC 2, ISO 27001, and HIPAA. By streamlining security processes and automating compliance workflows, Vanta gets companies audit-ready fast while providing continuous monitoring as they scale. Fast-growing startups like LangChain, Writer, and Cursor have already trusted Vanta to building their security foundation from the start. With deep integrations and AI-powered automation, Vanta helps teams complete security questionnaires up to 5 times faster, turning compliance from a roadblock into a growth driver. Go to vanta.com/Wondery to save $1,000 and join over 10,000 ambitious companies already scaling with Vanta. That's vanta.com/Wondery to save $1,000 for a limited time.
Travis fell in love with the perfect woman. Beautiful, understanding, available 24/7. There was just one catch. She wasn't human. Binge all episodes of Flesh and Code early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. Everybody, welcome to the show. It is Real Housewives of Orange County Day. Very excited to be here. Watch Tamara get her ass handed to her again. Jen's doing a great job. She just came back with a lot of piss and vinegar. She ain't taking nothing from no one.
Yeah, that's for sure. So
that's happening. And also, if you want this on video, come over to our Patreon. You want to see my big bruised purple eye? It won't heal. Come over and look at it. It's great. Don't worry. It's not gooey or oozy or anything. It's just ugly. But we're over on Crappens On Demand on Patreon. If you want those for free a week later, you can get them for free on YouTube. Okay. We're givers like that. Also, our bonus episode this week was our trip to Vegas. I went to see Beyonce. We both went to the Backstreet Boys and we both bitched about the hotels and the airlines. So,
as is our right.
Yes. Our old codgety bitching about the service. So go over there and check that out. That was super fun. And next week we will be doing a crappy. No, next week's not crappy. Our next week is our Amazon Live on Monday afternoon at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Our link will be in our bio on Instagram. So check that out. That has been really fun for us to do. So check that out. Monday at 4 p.m. Also, next week is our Dwell Hello Day. Those are our Wondery Plus exclusives that we do, recapping House Hunters. Next week, we are recapping a new episode, which is rare for us. We usually do oldies, but there's one called like a cougar and a den for her little boy or something creepy. And everybody's talking about it. So we will be recapping that next week on Wondery Plus. So lots of stuff. Thanks for being here. We love you guys. Let's get on to Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 19, Episode 4, Judge, Jury, and Jen.
Yeah, you know, ahead of this season, there was a lot of chatter, a lot of discussion about, well, mainly from the source itself. Tamara was like, quit the show when they were in New Orleans, right? Something like she left. She couldn't take it anymore.
She quit.
She quit, bitch. And
you'll never see me again.
That's my opinion. Yan.
Yeah. And it's like, I think at the time, I mean, she said a lot of things, which I didn't listen to, but like, I think we all assumed, okay, she was stressed about Teddy, etc., which is obviously probably still a major factor. But it's also clear that her shit is just not working anymore. Jen just does not fall for it. Jen has Tamara's number on this episode, and Gretchen has Tamara's number. There's two people that are just seeing through her, and Tamara's manipulations are falling flat, and she's losing her power, and she just can't deal. So, of course, she left the New Orleans trip because Bravo has lined up basically two nuclear weapons against her, two nuclear kryptonite poison, toxic, whatever it is.
Two and a half, because you've got Katie's husband as well, who is not standing for 1 ounce of shit from Tamara or Ryan, which is actually pretty good. Now, normally, I don't love when the husbands get in the mix, but I think he did it in a very calm and collected way and just handed her ass to her very calmly and walked off. And I think that's allowed.
Yes. And also, by the way, shout out to our friend Kiki, who managed to be drawn into the mess of this show. Like, that is the dream. So great, great work, Kiki.
Yeah, I was proud of her. It's like, you go, so you proud. Go, Kiki. So we are still at Heather's terrible birthday party thrown in a televangelist compound
with an all brown theme. And the Chiron, as soon as we enter, says Heather DeBro's birthday party. And then underneath it said secondary observance.
So, yes, we're here with evil-eyed Heather, and Shannon has just lost her mind at Katie.
What? You are the worst person. You are worse than Alexis Bellino. Katie Janella, you illegally filmed me.
Illegal? Illegal?
It's illegal. I am through. We are done. We are done. I am walking right out of here. Oh, are those canapes? Well, I mean, I may just stop just to see what they've served. I mean, if Heather paid for all this, it would be terrible if no one even sampled the goods. Okay, I'll be right over here.
Can I take two? What do you mean I can't take two? You are the most, you are more evil than Alexis Bellino.
And there's articles we talked about in Crappy Hour that were coming out this week saying after this episode, Shannon had to be sat down by production for abusing the production staff. Everywhere here. Shannon just came back because, you know, timeline wise, this was right after Love Hotel. And so Love Hotel is when Joel Kim Booster did his whole tirade online against Shannon. And so she came back, and I guess she's just keeping it going by just being abusive to everybody left and right. So she's when Shannon has that evil ponytail, that she's coming for somebody. I would just hide in the bathroom if I saw her come in with that ponytail. Hide.
Yeah. That's, she means business. So Katie's like, well, I'm getting the blame for everything, so I'm gonna leave. So she gets Matt, well, Matt's eating, and she's like, this is just a waste of a good dress. So meanwhile,
the ladies are cheersing with hot dogs, and Heather does this whole like, oh, cheers, I love a good hot dog. And then she smiles and cheers right into the camera, like this wacky fun Heather.
She starts eating her hot dog like a corn on the cob because she has no idea what the sort of food is. She's like, look at me, a lady of the people. It's like, Heather, that's not how you eat a hot dog. Of course it is. I studied this at Syracuse Acting School.
Yeah, so she goes up to Katie and she's like, Katie, let's discuss this another time when I'm not getting good hot dog will from the audience. All right.
This is what they call a ballpark wiener, and it's what people eat at games of balls of base.
So Gina's like, I genuinely like Katie, but like it's hard for us to be on the outs because like I feel bad. Like I want to hear her out and see if it's like repairable.
She literally says it.
I feel bad.
When she's the one who gets the ball rolling on all of this shit. Yeah. So Katie's like, you know, tells Matt what Shannon said. And Matt's like, well, it's stupid. It's not true. So just let her have her thing. So Katie feels bad because she knows that Shannon was trying to help her. And then she hurt Shannon. And she feels really bad about that.
So they're walking out. They're walking out now. So then we see a car, and it's Tamara and a secret guest. Who could it be?
She's like, thanks so much for coming with me. Edison, hard pass. So I'm just so nervous. I don't want to be around Ryan. It's just scary. Oh, and I know you must be nervous too, because it's been decades for you. Decades.
And we see it's Joe. And Joe has not only found a ride with Tamara, she's found Jesus.
Thank God Jesus is here. Gretchen and Joe have brought Jesus back to our televisions right in time for the Trump era.
I, at first, when it was Joe, for some reason, I mentally thought it was Lizzie. And I was like, oh, that's a surprise. I was like, wait, no, that's Joe. And they don't even really look alike. But like my mind was like inserted Lizzie in there at first. I love Tamara, who is so angry that Katie would allegedly would like have some sort of like interference with like Bravo Babe or something, like have a sympathetic phone call because Bravo Babe says that Tamra is like planting bad stories, whatever. Like that's Katie's biggest infraction is that she spoke to content creators. Meanwhile, Tamra is the content creator and she's bringing like someone's like ex, like Tamra's being actively messy and then is acting like what Katie did is the worst thing that ever happened to this cast.
Yeah. And she's like,
well, Heather said it was okay if I could bring Joe. She said, oh, Joe, yeah, bring Joe. And if Gretchen's upset about it, that's Gretchen's problem.
And then in the car, Tamara's like,
can we just pray? Please, let's pray.
And Joe's like, let's pray. That's me, Joe. Prayer. I don't know if anybody remembers me. I've become a big prayer since back then. So, dear God, I pray that our relationships can be mended, Lord. And that is my last line of the evening. Thank you, Jesus.
Dear Jesus, you found me at a low point in my life when I was just sitting on counters in 2005 in Cota de Casa waiting for Slade to come home. And I would just bounce around the kitchen alone.
Opening and closing cabinet doors. Just so, remember when that's how they portrayed how bored Joe was. Joe was like, I don't know if I can just sit here all day. And then they have a long shot of her just opening a cabinet door and closing it. And opening
that was in
it.
The pilot of this show because we rewatched it about a year ago. And it was just, it was like filmed on like a Fisher Price camera as Joe opening cabinets and closing them to like, okay, do something to show that you're lonely. Should I open up the cabinet? Yes, yes, yes. Do more of that.
So they pray and choir music is playing. We go back inside. The ladies are talking. And Jen's like, so, Slade, you haven't been around Tamra, right? Or conditioner anytime recently? And Slade's like, mm-mm. I don't talk now, but I'm just going to shake my head. And Gretchen's like,
have you met Slade? I have to keep him away from her. He will eat her alive.
And so
I'm steaming mad.
So Tamra sees Katie leaving outside. And she's like,
oh, wait, you guys are leaving? Katie, come back, Katie.
Matt's like, do not talk to her.
She's like, I don't want to talk about it. She's like, oh, I just want to make sure you're okay. Come on, don't you want to go back into the party so I can humiliate you? I didn't get my chance yet. And that's like, oh, please, you started this. Now you want to pretend like you care?
Ha, ha, yeller at me, yeller.
So she's like, so it's my fault?
I just got abused by a man. Abuse, please.
So it's my fault that I'm hot and that you recorded Shannon?
Katie's like, you brought it up at my lunch where I was trying to move forward with these ladies.
And then Tamara's just smiling in the confessional, that evil little Satan smile. She's like,
oops, I thought that Gina Ivan knew about that. I thought it was a convo we had last year. Guess not. Whoops.
Katie's like, she has blood on her hands. If she was so concerned, why hold on to that information for a year? And Tamara's like,
well, you got caught in something and it's your fault.
She goes, yeah, but like, I owned it, Tamara. I already owned it. She goes,
I've done nothing but be nice to you and be supportive of you.
And she goes, you called me a Cup Fitness last year. I've never called you names.
Too soon. Do you know what it's like to close the doors on your what floor, Jim? Too soon, don't say Cut Fitness.
I've never called you names, and you called me the C word. She goes,
oh, yeah, you just call bloggers. You don't call names, you call bloggers.
Tamra, I don't know how many more times I have to make this point, but I will make it over and over again. You are the blogger. You have a podcast. You're so mad at people planting stories. You plant your own stories and your own podcast and put them out there for the world.
So inside, Shannon has yelled at somebody. And so now she's doing the second part of her job, which is wackily eating food. She's like,
what is this? What is this, a buffet? I'm just allowed to eat anything here. Is this a spring roll? Why don't they call these winter rolls? Trying to get it in my mouth.
Look at me. I'm wearing a chafer lid on top of my head. No one bang it like Kelly Dodd. Seriously. Oh, no, someone just died. Who banged it? Who did that? That was not nice. I was doing a bit.
So Tamra comes and she's like, I made it. Ha! And it's like, hello.
Ha!
Hi,
So,
but it's me, I prayed.
And Emily's like, oh, let me get my popcorn. Oh. So her and Jean are like making a big Emily. Scene out of like, oh, we're eating popcorn. We're hilarious.
Emily did very little this episode, and she drove me nuts every time she showed up on screen and talked. She's just like, you're at an amusement park and you're tired and you're finally sitting down to have some shitty burger, and then she sits down next to you at the next table and is loud and annoying and then leaves all her garbage on the table for someone else to clean up. Like, she's just like an annoying person at an amusement park who's walking slowly while you're just trying to get to the roller coaster. I can't deal with her anymore.
Yeah, but I'm glad she found another food prop. So it's actually pretty impressive that she can do that every single time. So Gretchen is like,
oh, really? Showing up with Slade's ex shows she's not moving forward with me. She's trying to poke, poke, poke at me. Poke, poke, poke. Hey, by the way, stop poking on me, Slade. Jesus, get that poke away from me.
Why can't everyone just get along after I make everyone mad at each other? I don't care about none of this bullshit, but it's entertaining, okay? Because, like, you know what? Like, I feel mad.
And Gina's like, I mean, and just right after saying, why can't everyone get along? Can't we just be nice? Gina goes,
I mean, Gretchen looks like a fake person. Like, look at her.
And Emily's like, yeah, she dips herself in formaldehyde every night.
Yeah, she looks like an Instagram filter from 2003.
She looks like a Barbie filter from 2003. And they start cracking up. First of all, you guys are dicks. Fuck. And second of all, Emily, you're talking about
dips
her face in formaldehyde. Are you fucking kidding me? You look like you're going 80,000 miles an hour downhill without a helmet on. What are you talking
about?
You
look like you're trying to escape a Flobee that's trying to consume your entire body.
You can't even close one of your eyes. You've had different faces every single season. What the fuck are you talking about, new hip?
We sat through and were empathetic towards an entire storyline about how you had to wear larger jeans than everyone else because it made you feel conscious about how the way you look. And now you're sitting here, you're just being so shitty right now. I mean, it's one thing for like us podcasters to do it, but this is actually supposed to be your girlfriend on TV. No.
Yeah, you guys suck. So you've made me stand up for Gretchen. Of all people.
How dare you?
So then we go to Wacky Terry, who's stoned, and he's like, hey, babe, I was just congratulating Ryan that his name is Natalia, because then Jen's name when they got married would be Genitalia.
That is very funny. That is very funny. I think that we should pitch this to NBC Universal to get a spinoff on the HG network. It still is out there.
God, what was their TV show that Heather and Terry had for 1 second? That pilot. Well, they had a pilot. It didn't get picked up. What was it? Remember, she had a big party.
Yes, it was.
It was like 2 years ago. We already forgot about it.
It was not the HG. It wasn't the HG network.
Advice with Heather and Terry. I forget what it was.
Oh, yeah. This is how. Oh, it was about like we've been through it all. We're a marriage. We're a couple. Like, we will give you advice because when there's cracks, we're going to uncrack the cracked marriage or something like that.
Yeah, they were giving marriage advice. Let me see. They had a pilot for a show called The 7 Year Stitch.
That's right.
That's what it was.
I think crack, stitch. I don't know why. Yeah.
Help couples on the brink of divorce by providing them with internal and external makeovers. Look at that.
Okay. The first makeover, you want to make sure that you look better than the people who are walking into your service entrance. Because if you look like the servants, your man will probably lose interest in you. Step one, look better.
Don't be fat, bloated, or poor, or sober.
Spice things up. Next time you have a casual lunch at Nobu, send all your flatware ahead and have them wash it for you.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then we go to the girls. Tamara comes up to the girls and say,
you guys, I just got a text. A text about Katie outside. Do I have any blood on me? Get the blood off of me. I got a text.
Oh, And Terry's like, Gretchen, can't you things, can things be better with an apology? And Gretchen's like, she just walked in with Slate's ex. Look how she's still being petty. Jen's like, they went through something. And Tamara went hard, and she showed up in an FBI hat when stuff was hard with Ryan, and she does things, and we all have to be sensitive all of a sudden? I don't think so. Homie, don't play that. And Heather's like, I don't get that reference, but I don't throw people away because they're damaged, only if they're poor and refuse to work for me.
But when do we just say, like, look in the mirror, work on it, Tamara. Look in the mirror, work on you. Okay, but she is working on herself, but you're just too angry to see it. I'm not faulting you, but you can't see it. Possibly, do you have any money in your account? Hold it up to your face and maybe you can see better, because right now you're seeing like a poor person. You're seeing poorly. You have poor vision. Do you understand?
And just to follow up on your question of when do we say, look in the mirror and work on it. I do that every day to my maid. Look at that spot. Work on that.
Tamara had a life event. Give her a hot second. Just give her a hot second. That's me. You know, good old Heather, just trying to look out for everybody's feelings. By the way, fuck that lady who abandoned her children. I hope she's gone from my party.
Sensitive.
So Emily's swinging around licorice because Emily does that thing where she thinks she's so funny when she's like, I think she almost thinks she's like a lady of the people. She's like, oh, look at me, Greek horse, swinging around my licorice. Look at all this fancy shit. I'm like, go back to your amusement park, please. So then Emily's like, give me a Diet Coke, Gaston, Diet Coke. I'm like, she just mortifies me. Why is she on Bravo?
Yeah, she's terrible. So then Gretchen basically stymies Tamara's whole plan by coming right up to Joan going, hi, Joan, nice to see you, and giving her a kiss. And she's like, oh, my God, Gretchen, hi, how have you been? So they're so sorry, but that's already over. So Tamara lost that one. And then Jen takes Tamara to talk, and Tamara's like, or she comes to talk to her a little bit, and Tamara's like, well, we've already talked, but she can say what she wants. Like, why does your boyfriend keep going after me on social media, attacking me?
It's like, Tamara, again, I know this is getting annoying, but like, you can't complain about a boyfriend coming after you on social media when you have a podcast and you go after people on your podcast. Like,
including her and her boyfriend. So, yeah, people are allowed to respond to you, Tamara. But this is amazing watching Tamara lose just issue after issue today. I mean, she's already, this is only the first 5 minutes. She got her asshole handed to her by Matt, and with just one very innocent little line. Then she got her asshole handed to her by Katie as well. Then she walks in here with Joe. Nobody cares. Gretchen makes up with her. I mean, it's just one right after the other. It's We've had three, and it's not even 5 minutes yet.
And like the fact that Jen is going to be the one that really finishes her, when Jen for two seasons was just such a sweet, nice pushover, like Jen's whole thing was that like, she's so gullible and you're like, come on, Jen, wake up. And then like last season at the end, like she had her Neo moment. She saw the Matrix and she started doing like the slow motion Kung Fu. And now it's like, watch out, Tamara. She is activated.
I want to go see that. Have you heard the Matrix is at that new place, the Dome, or what's it called? It's like it's kind of like the Sphere, but it's a movie theater in LA.
Really?
In like Inglewood. I think Inglewood.
And they're playing the Matrix. You know, I love
Yeah, they the made Matrix. It like a big, I've seen it they like made 10 like times. A big dome of some kind of a event space. I really
I'll go with you. Okay, do you want to go to the Matrix? Let's go. Yeah. I love the Matrix.
Oh, you do? I loved it too. I mean, I haven't seen it since it came out, but I loved it as a kid.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed.
Okay, so anyway, Gretchen's like, I'm going to be nice to Joe because it's not about Joe. It's getting rusty, Tamara. It's getting rusty. So then Heather gets a speech. There's a lot of sparklers going on. And Heather's
Yes, sir. Go
ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, because Heather's like, hello, everyone. Welcome to my birthday party presented by the memory of Richard Marks, who sadly is still trapped in a closet in my basement. We couldn't find the key. So she's giving like her own little spiel to welcome everyone. And the staff comes out with the sparklers prematurely. And she's like, ha, 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 ha. Oh, it's some premature ejaculation. You know, after this event was done, she walked back there and was like, who was the one who decided to walk out first? You! Get over here! Get over here. You think you're clever. You think you're smart. How many plates do you have at Nobu? You will never. If you think you can do this to me, if you ever mess with me and my birthday celebration ever again, it will cost you a lot. And I am not just saying that. That is a threat.
Poor Alfredo walked out of there with his hair on fire.
Now we'll see who's sparkling early.
So she's like, well, you know, I would like to welcome you all to my birthday party. Premature ejaculation. You have just seen me not fire somebody. I just wanted to say I appreciate all of you. You are all my favorite things. If Oprah ever told me to look under my seat, I would find you. I know, Oprah. Thank you.
Now, all of you assembled here, I want you to look to your right and look up, and you will see I have attached a nice little picture of Drake in the upper right-hand corner of this room, and now you know what it's like to live in my house, just to see Drake out there. Hi, Drake. Hi, neighbor Drake.
All right. So now they dance, and Shannon's like, well, I'm not going to say I drop it like it's hot, but I drop it like it's 60.
I'm sorry. I don't know if I understand this reference. Why do we drop? What is the itch that we're dropping and like it's hot? Is this a song? Gina's like, well, I can drop it like it's lukewarm because like I'm here for a good time, not a long time. That was for you, Drake. Because like I don't want to like take Advil when I get home because otherwise tomorrow morning I'll wake up and I'll feel bad.
Yeah. So then the next day we see a close up of a sign that says,
for sale by Gina and Travis.
So Gina's chopping pillows. She's, this is her HGTV moment. She's going to be selling a house and, she's like,
Travis and I crushed it in real estate. We did like $10 million in business.
It's because you had like, most of that was Elizabeth Vargas's estate that she gave to you in Palm Springs. Exactly. I'm sure. Because exactly. As far as we can tell, you're now selling like a 2-bedroom house at a retirement community on Bravo.
Yeah. We need in our own room. Like we're rocking and rolling.
And so you know how some real estate people will put out like cookies and some will put out, you know, keychains with their face on them or whatever.
We're putting out stress balls because it's like a metaphor because like you like gotta crush stress balls because like it's stressful. But also like our thing on the show is that Travis has big balls. So.
Yeah, I don't know if she really thought this one through. It's like, hi, welcome to our house. Before we give you a tour, here's a stress ball to hold on to before you see everything else. It's like, what's going to happen in this house?
It's haunted. So if you see a ghost, just squeeze the ball and you'll be okay.
What are you taking, my blood pressure?
The retirement home.
What the fuck is this? Gotta squeeze the ball.
What is happening here?
Just go out. What, are you gonna stick a hose up my ass and check my colon too? Jeez.
So wrong. I can't go to a house without holding a ball. I mean, enough already.
Enough.
So meanwhile.
She's in a New York retirement community, apparently.
Meanwhile, Jen and Ryan go to a dental place and the nurse lady's like, oh, doctor, they love their uppers so much. They want to do their lowers in time for a wedding. They just bring out the judge model. Bring out the judge model. Okay. She wants to make sure she has a triangular row of possum teeth in case there are any predators in the front yard.
Thank you so much. We really just want Tamra teeth. Ryan's like, yeah, we're addicted to our teeth now, which sounds kind of fucked up if you think about it. So Jen's talking about her, like, you know, it's like, what's the OC MILF list is boobs, tummy tuck, G-Wagon, and veneers. So this guy, this dentist comes out who is just like, he's like in a brown shirt with like a random bow tie. Like, I think he was like trying to look like a certain sort of way for the camera. And it just was, he looked like he should have been selling like popcorn somewhere.
Yeah, he was very like the backstory to Orville. For sure. But he comes in and he lets them try on their lowers. I guess they have to wear them for a week to see if they like them or something. So they have like a mold that they put on. And then they show a before and after of Jen's molar or Jen's bottom teeth. They're perfect. They were perfect before. Like, why does she? And they look exactly the same with the veneers. I'm confused. Are they just like, are veneers better because you don't have to take care of the porcelain as much, or is it easier?
I'm not sure. I just was really distracted by that hair clip that she'd put in right in front of her lower right tooth, just hanging out Tamara's hair, just right there. It's like, really, girl?
I just want to get one of Tamara's breast implants put in to my teeth. Is that possible?
Single white dentures.
So back over at Gina's. Gina's like,
oh, Tamara might stop by. I don't know if she qualifies, though.
So she shows the house, and the guy's like,
What? I'm supposed to squeeze it? Come over here. I mean,
no, not me. Okay. All right.
He goes, what is this supposed to be? Where's the lady from the picture? I just want to see the lady from the picture.
That's me.
No, the hot one.
That's me.
No, this one right here. It doesn't look like you. What are you, her mother? Get her out of school. Tell her to come say hi to daddy.
Okay, so I'm just going to ask you to take a seat on this chair here, and I'm just going to lift you up to the second floor. Okay, goodbye.
So then my grandma used to have one of those, and I loved it. And for some reason, like, we weren't allowed to ever, like, sit on it and ride it up the staircase. It's like, but it was the most fun thing ever. The few times that we got to sit on it and, like, ride the chair up the staircase, ugh. It's my dream.
There was a movie where there was a horror movie where one of the ladies had one of those chairs. It was like Poltergeist or one of those. Actually, I think Poltergeist. And then she made the chair like fly up the stairs and out the roof. Never forget that. And I think it was
I love a slapstick haunting.
Alice. Yeah, I think it was like the lady who played Flo on Alice who was the one stuck in that chair. And they just like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I went around. It was like a circular staircase, right? It was a famous scene. It was like,
yeah.
Maybe it was Poltergeist 2. I only saw the first Poltergeist. Oh my God. Speaking of
wussy guys,
a big ass spider. There's a spider crawling around my camera. Get out of here.
I have
spider.
Them everywhere in this place. They're just crawling everywhere. Fucking California. There's spiders everywhere. Speaking of, Tamara comes into this scene and she's like,
hey, everybody, it's me, it's just paid. So, tell me about your real estate. What do you have, like a group or something? Yeah, it's good. You got a lot of old people. I guess I could live here now. I'm old enough. That would be fun. Everyone probably got a UTI in here or something. Hey, you got herpes? What you got over there?
Where's Sandy? Where's Sandy? Where's my mom? Not really. Where is she?
So, I'm so distracted by this spider. Get the fuck off my camera.
Just kill it.
It's not really in a position to be. It's like, it's a weird.
Hit the camera.
Being very erratic.
With your hand.
Okay. Let me try to use one.
You can do it. I believe in you.
No, the thing is this. Okay. We were doing it. I'm trying to brush it off this. That way I can get onto it. Okay. Now it's going crazy. I just want to get it to the floor and then I can just go off. But like, don't get into my podcasting equipment while I'm recording. While I'm discussing Tamara Judge, I need this to be a spider-free environment.
So did it escape?
Now it's on my desk scurrying about.
Hit it.
I don't know where it is. Oh, there it is. Okay, now it's... Oh, God. It went under the recording equipment. Okay, you know what? It's just going to live there. It's fine. Just don't be on my camera,
dun, dun, sir. Dun, dun, dun. So Tamara's like,
yeah, everybody's got an STD in here. Even that spider's walking around with a big dick looking to put it in. What's happening, old lady?
I feel bad because that spider didn't even get to have a stress ball.
So Gina's like, I don't even understand how like you and Katie like even got into this place.
So then we go back to Ryan and Jen, and Ryan's like, yeah, I saw Katie and Shannon had a dust up and Matt said we're leaving. And then Tamara made her thirsty entrance. God, thirsty Tamara. And Jen's like, well, I'm going to meet up with her because, you know, everyone says she's going through therapy. I just want to see if that helps. You know, maybe it will. Maybe it will. If it does, I'm going to send a huge bouquet to that doctor and say, thank you. Thank you so much for doing that. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And he's like, well, I hope you're surprised, but you'll probably be disappointed. So then I go back to Gina and she's like, you know, I've been trying to communicate to Jen, but she has anger from last year. And Tamara's like, yeah, I'm sorry. That's stupid. My reaction at that party was to Ryan. Even after Eddie said, let's move on, Ryan blasted him on social media. I mean, she's that girl who acts all kind, but she talks shit. When people tell you that they're kind, like that they're kind, they're not kind. Okay. So ha, all you kind people, hey, ever try to have a kind bar? Guess what? They should call it a not kind bar, because kind things are not kind. Ha!
Yeah, it's a mean bar. That's what that is. Hey, enjoy your mean bar. It's got lots of sugar in it, stupid.
But I love Tamara saying that people who tell you they're kind are lying. Tamara, you spent a whole season trying to convince us that you're Christian now. So
she went through it.
Like, you're, if anyone actively, proved
you're actively
you just
going
said,
to therapy. You're actively going to therapy now to convince people that you're actually kind, just damaged.
She's so full of shit.
She goes, oh yeah, she can say stuff to me, but then I do one little thing and I'm the devil.
You did not do one little thing, first of all.
You.
And yes, you were the devil. So then we go back to Ryan and he goes, what did you even do to Tamara? I don't get it. She's like, I don't know, but she's telling everyone I'm obsessed with her. So then we see a clip. And of course, this was all started by Gina. Shocker. So Gina's like, oh, Jen, by the way, like Tamara said, like you wanted like to be Tamara.
And like she said that you like put her in an actual old, you put it in her actual old hair extensions. Like, I mean, what the heck? We all look the same.
And Jen's like, oh, my God. Why would I want to be a woman like Tamara? I mean, look, Ryan, you said that there's a smidge of jealousy there. He goes, yeah, there's jealousy. Have you seen Tamara?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a broom looking up.
Like a broom looking out over at a fleet of cars, you know?
Yeah, poor witches. They're like, if only we could make cars levitate too. Why do we get stuck with brooms? This thing doesn't even have a radio. So
those cars can be polished and plushed and vacuumed and waxed. We're just brooms.
It's just like
waiting for some bony ass to squeeze us into flight.
We should be sweeping things up, not flying across the countryside. Jen's like, I mean, who was the one who asked for an inspo pic when you were getting a tummy tuck? That was you, honey. And we see a picture of that. You know, we have to get down to what happened.
That was so funny. She's like,
hey there, Jen. I'm trying to get a belly button put on. So I was wondering if I could use your belly button as an inspo pic. I love the placement. Love the placement of your belly button.
Of course. So Jen is like, we just have to get down to what happened. And she has to take ownership, you know? She goes, you know, the lies just escalate. Like, I'm a stalker. I'm obsessed. She loves Ryan. I mean, now he's a cheater and has the FBI chasing him and he steals money. Like, I just don't get it anymore.
So now we go to Heather, who's wacky. She's like, I am working with both Joshes from Million Dollar Listing LA, which has now been canceled. But they hired my son, so we're getting them back on TV. It's a cycle. It's a TV star cycle.
There are no better agents than Josh Altman and Flag. I mean, they had a bit of a falling out, which we all remember from Million Dollar Listing LA, right? We all watched that show. No? Can you roll the flashback? Anyone? Okay. Let's see footage of them having a scripted lunch together. Okay.
Not even the people who watch Bravo for a living. Not even you. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Actually, I tried, you know, because usually I do stick with the Million Dollar Listing LAs especially, but I was like, enough.
I used to.
Enough.
I used
like,
to, enough. But
I made it halfway through and I was like, eh.
I think Selling Sunset kind of killed it for me because after Selling Sunset, Million Dollar Listing just felt kind of stale, you know? And honestly, I could not get on board with Josh Flagg and Josh Altman. That was just too much. And like, honestly, I don't know. It's just, it's a lot. Well, you can only take on so much. It's dead. It's
so
dead.
She walks through this house that she gutted and then left for dead because they didn't want to put any more money into it, which I can't really blame them. And they put in floors and already the house is livable. So boom, you're done. Like it changed the whole house.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, it looks great. Yeah.
And that was really fast too, by the way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's like, well, it's difficult to put a dime to it, when it's a failure, but you have to do the numbers, and I win.
Did you know that Heather was taking, first of all, Heather did like a community theater show or something. And she also took classes at Groundlings. Did you know that? I hope they put that on the air because I want to see Heather doing improv at Groundlings. I have to see it. Okay. Here's a sketch. It's called You're Poor. Okay. So it's this lady. She's gorgeous and everyone wants to be just like her. And she goes into a store, but everyone there is poor.
Okay. And freeze. No, freeze. You're about to go in the wrong entrance. The service entrance is around the corner.
Let's see. So they talk about how they put in 45 grand. They do like a wacky scene. The guys are like, oh, I could sell it better than him. Oldman's better than Flag. Okay, so that was it. So then we go to the next scene, which is Tamara's house.
Yes. By the way, I did like Altman saying that Heather was wedged, but sandwiched between LeBron and Drake.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know that she has no idea who LeBron is. Oh, yes. LeBron. He, as we all know, famous shoe designer textiles. He does textiles. He's
I love his paper towels. Love his paper towels.
LeBron, as we all know, president of Lebanon, right? Help me out here, someone.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So now we go to Tamara's house. So Tamara's going to check in with Sophia. So she's like, Sophia's going to community college right now to get her general ED. And from there, she wants to get, like, I should say general ed, general EDs. Sophia Eddie gives me.
I was going to say, what are we doing here? Not another Emily storyline.
She wants to go to the Music Institute in Los Angeles. She's also an entrepreneur and she buys and sells clothes online. She's actually selling my clothes as well. Isn't she amazing, guys?
Wow, you're selling Tamara dresses online. Someone save this child. This girl's too smart for this. So Sophia has her dress and she's like, oh, Mom, we need to get rid of this one. I think Elma wants his skin back.
You're funny. Do another one. Oh, my God. It's like a gaudy funeral, Mom. That's funny.
Do you want to look like a worm?
You're funny. You're really funny. She buys her clothes at Goodwill. I don't know what that is, but she goes to it. And she does have a good sense of style. Like, she's helping me, like, for my age. But I'm, like, not going to Goodwill. It's not going to happen.
Don't have it? Not going to it.
So they want to do a tour of the Music Institute. And Sophia doesn't want to because she doesn't want to move out. She's like, Mom, I don't want to, like, spend $30 on eggs, okay? Like, and I have a cat. Like, I need a place that accepts pets. And she's like,
I feel like you're making excuses because you're afraid to go because you'd rather stay here and listen to your mom get banged by that guy from Costco in the downstairs apartment.
Yeah, and she's basically saying, like, I know it's scary, but you got to do it because they basically become like codependent and stopping Sophia from living her life. And so then we see 2 weeks earlier in therapy, Tamara be like, when she decided she was going to LA, oh, cry. I couldn't even think about it. I would just break out in tears. And the thought of not having her there every single day, sad. I'm sympathetic, America.
And the therapist is like, wow, look at you, but you're going to help her out so much by all of this therapy you're doing.
It's pronounced therapy. Don't fuck it up.
The Robbie.
Therapy? Can't even pronounce it right. It's the worst actor ever. I never should have let Heather take you from that Groundlings class.
You are doing the twerk.
It's called doing the work. Doing the work, not the twerk. Bitch. Yeah, therapy gives me tools, and it makes me able to cope with things better. And that's why now I go to parties and I just say, you stupid bitch, you shouldn't have done that to me. I've learned to express myself.
Yeah, Tamara is getting tools the way I buy tools, which is like usually an impulse buy on Amazon, and I put them in my closet, and then it takes me about 3 years before I ever use. You know what I really need? I need to really buy a roto leveler. I'm gonna get that right now. It's like, yeah. Yes, you can have tools, but do you use your tools? That's a whole other question.
I do not. So this whole thing about her leaving, and then she starts crying because she's like,
yeah, you know, I had to go to therapy. I've never gone this long before, but you know, my parents got divorced. That was so sad, remember? And then, you know, me and your dad,
we're in a bad place. Remember him? Yeah, that's been real bad. Remember Sydney leaving.
You need to come up with some new shit. Your parents got divorced. Really? You're going to cry over your Simon divorce when you cheated on that man with someone who worked at his office and fucking... No, Tamara. Sorry.
I couldn't even watch The White Lotus season one because there was a girl named Sweeney who was in it. I mean, Sydney. You know what I'm trying to say. It's just flashback to therapy, please. Cry. Okay. It's just so painful to not have your child around you. I can't wrap my brain around it. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, you know, because I get triggered and stuff. I learned that in therapy, that word. Triggered. My third language is calling people dumb bitch.
And so she talks about Sydney moving out when she was 14 and never coming back. And when Sophia moves out, she's not leaving. But because she was traumatized by Sydney, now she still worries that Sophie is going to leave her. And she's worried that she'll never talk to her again. I don't know. Just maybe be less horrible to her. And also stop bringing up the daughter who doesn't want you bringing her up on TV. I mean, that's like a very simple way to not piss her off.
Honestly, at this point, though, I have to say that daughter has to get over it. Sorry.
Really?
Listen, where do you think your money's coming, young lady? Where do you think your money's coming from? It's from your mom going on this television show.
Is it?
It's over. You're not a teenager anymore. You can have a relationship with your mom.
When someone's that toxic, I say, cut the cord.
I felt like it was like very moody teenager. And now it's like, okay, you're in your 20s now. You can probably like, you know, it's time to move on. Cause like until she moves on, we have to deal with it. So then we go to Pilates class and Emily and Gretchen are there and Shannon shows up late and they're like, we did this in Arizona. So then Shannon's like,
how do I do this? Oh, look at me. I'm losing my balance. This is for those who wanted a sequel to Wacky Shannon eating wacky hors d'oeuvres. Here's Wacky Shannon doing wacky Pilates. Oh, wow.
Well, look at me hanging upside down on a rope thing. Whoa. Oh, can I have a spring roll while I do this? Is that what they're called? Why don't they call them winter rolls?
Wow, I feel like a winter spring roll right now because I'm wrapped in cloth. I'm so confused. It's kind of like a sexual position. Ha! Earl the Pearl wishes.
So they're being wacky, and the instructor's like, loosen your grip, ladies. Slither like a snake. And she goes, oh, that would be Katie. So then we go to a coffee bar where Katie is joining Gina and Heather.
And what sort of trap is this? I don't understand why Gina and Heather are being nice to Katie, because Heather hated Katie all of last year and was like the main person who hated Katie. And now this year she's the one who's like trying to, later on she says, I just want you to have a win. Like, what is happening? Like, what is the end game here for Heather? She must have, there must be a bigger fish to fry that she's angling for. What sort of pawn is she?
That's what Heather does. She'll pretend to be nice to you, listen to you say some stuff, twist it, take it back to Tamara, and watch Tamara tear her limb from limb.
Okay. Well, that works. So Katie joins, and Gina's like, oh my God, you like match this place. Oh my God, because they serve matcha here. That's so hilarious for me.
So Katie asked them how the rest of the night was, and Heather, you know, has just two eggs.
Did you notice
two
that?
Sad eggs. Yeah, I did. Well, she had like a little salad, an avocado salad on the side in a little bowl. But I noticed how they eat, and I was like, this is why, whenever you really pay attention to how the super thin ones eat, this is why they're thin. I mean, Katie comes and she's like, I'll have a tea and a cucumber salad. I mean, that's just like a little tiny side of cucumbers, you know?
Tiny. That's all she eats. So Heather's like, can I ask, what happened when you guys left my wonderful party? Gina's like,
yeah, because Tamara said that your husband yelled at her.
And Katie's like, Matt yelled at her. And then we see like flashbacks, right? Like, and Katie's like, that's hilarious. And we see Matt going,
absolutely he's not yelling at her at all.
Yeah, going, he literally goes, you started it. You're going to pretend like you care.
Yeah.
That was it.
Screaming abuse. So Katie's like, yeah, Tamara puts out a half-truth. So when you come back and argue, you look like the liar. And then we go back to Pilates, and they're all getting affirmation cards. Oh, God. So
did you ever hand
me an affirmation card at Pilates, I will shove it up your ass.
I don't want a card after I've worked out. Gretchen's card had like an image of like three cacti. One was winking at her. One was yawning. And then it said, I forgive myself for past mistakes and failures. Well, thank you to this tribunal of like bored and winky cacti for yeah. giving me this affirmation.
You hand me a card after Pilates, it better be a gift certificate, if, like a gift card to Baskin Robbins, or I will fucking murder you with the card. Affirmation card.
Well, Gretchen, have you had a conversation with Tamara Judge? Gretchen's like, no, I don't have this desire to be friends with Tamara Judge.
It's like, but if you can have some sort of resolution, don't you want to do that? She's like, well, why would I even set myself up? Because maybe there's a chance that she would surprise you. I mean, Emily, you're the one who's in like a stupid ass feud with Katie over this nanny situation. Like the same thing could have been said to you.
But I mean, Tamara literally just walked in with Joe and they're like, well, won't you give Tamara another chance? Okay, guys. Okay.
And these infractions are so much worse than anything that Emily is accusing Katie of doing.
Yes. And so Gretchen's like, even if she said, I'm sorry, I still wouldn't believe her because it's been 15 years. Shannon's like, wow, there is a repeated history of patterns. I mean, how many times do you have to put yourself in a position to get hurt?
Huh. Although based on this class, apparently it's 25 times. Thanks a lot, instructor.
So Emily's like, well, what about Katie?
Well, I said what I needed to say to Katie, and I'm not going to talk to her anymore. I'm not going to open it up again and be stupid. I absolutely will not. Well, speaking of feeling stupid, I was trying to defend Katie, and I went to bed, and I was struggling with that because I really like her a lot. Well, if she videotaped me, I guarantee you she has recorded each and every other of you. She's recorded everything.
So you've seen the clip that's been going around all week of Ireland when Shannon and Heather were recording Kelly having a meltdown in that hallway, right?
Not only did I see that clip when you were on vacation, I think I mentioned it, or maybe we even talked. No, I think it was before you were here. No, maybe I don't remember, but we brought it up on. It was brought up on this show. Like you guys are all in a tizzy about Katie, but it was Heather Dubrow who videotaped Kelly Dodd in Ireland.
Yeah. Hypocrites, you know? And of course the whole, I guess people would argue, well, she didn't take it to Alexis, who cares, they videotaped it to put it on TV, and that was also the episode where they were trying to make her get drunk and look stupid and all this. They're such hypocrites on this show.
Yeah, I agree. So back over the coffee shop, Heather's like, well, I have to ask you another thing, Katie, did you meet up with Kiki Monique? And Katie's like, yeah, I mean, we had lunch, I mean, I met her when we went to that event in LA, you know, that event. No, I don't. But she was, you know, she's really funny. She's what hilarious young lady. And I heard you were asking Kiki to put out stories to hurt us. And Kitty's like, I did not. Who did you hear that from? Tamara.
Who puts out stories to hurt us
on her own
podcast? What a shocker. It's Tamara. So then 2 days earlier, Tamara's saying,
Katie contacted somebody that has a radio show and she's got a podcast and she asked this girl to repeat something that I'm not going to repeat. It is so bad. It is just so bad. I'm going to repeat it. I'm going to repeat that. Make me sad if you don't repeat it.
Prove it. Never did I do that. Never. You know, I have listened to Kiki Monique for years. I mean, it's got to be 10, 15, 25 years she's been on the radio. I listen to her all the time. And I thought she was a cool down-home journalist. And the producer's like, well, did anything about the other ladies come up? No. Well, I mean, why? If I went to lunch with someone who's on Radio Andy, why would we ever talk about Bravo?
Okay, so are they going to play a clip of this Kiki Monique show where Kiki has all this inside scoop that she heard from an anonymous source? Because otherwise, shut up. I mean, I don't doubt she sat there and talked shit with Kiki. Like, her name is Kiki. Of course you talk shit with Kiki. It's literally her name. The instructions are in the name, okay?
Yeah.
But and, Kiki and also has relationships with a lot of those people, so I doubt that she's going to be going around getting messy like that. But
no. And I think that like all of these Real Housewives go around and talk to everyone about everyone. And now they're going to just make it seem like Katie is like some vile mole or whatever. Like, I don't care. I don't care if she did bring up anything. I don't care if she said anything to Kiki to get her to repeat it. The funny, it's still so funny to me that they're angrier at Katie for allegedly trying to get Kiki to say something on the air versus Tamara, who just does say things on the air.
Yeah. So Heather's like, I mean, look, Katie, no one knows what to believe anymore. Some of us, including myself, we sit back and we say, what's next?
It's hard to know. Like, are you poor? Are you really poor? I can't even tell anymore. It's so hard. All I know is that when I see you on my ring cam, I hide in one of my very large closets. That's all I know. Poor people are coming for us all.
So Katie is like, look, I owned all the stuff that I'm being accused of doing because I did them. I'm not denying anything. But I'm denying this Kiki thing. This did not happen. And she's like, I mean, it's like a game of telephone. Everything's twisted, and that's not what happened. And Gina's like,
I genuinely, like, want Katie to, like, have a triumphant moment. But, like, the problem is she's only told consistent lies. Like, it's bad. It's bad.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
Listen. I've tried to be in your corner, Katie, starting 3 seconds ago and ending now, but I don't know if I could do this anymore. That was a very tough 3 seconds. Katie's like, I appreciate that. I mean, I even told Gina that I appreciated those 3 seconds you were in my corner. And I would love for you to score. Just like, what's his name? Bon Leroy? What's my neighbor's name? Marriott,
the bonbon person, you know, the guy who came up with the little ice creams and the chocolate. God, I love those.
I'm so proud of him every time he scores. So, by the way, Heather, since when have you been in Katie's corner, and why would you love her to score? I swear she has. I'm just trying to parse it out because, like, I know the reason why Tamara's going hard at Katie because Tamara's going hard at Katie because she can tear apart one of Shannon's new allies, because ultimately it always comes down to Tamara versus Shannon, right? So Tamara has won on that front. She has now, Shannon doesn't really have anyone on the show at this point. She's just sort of like alone. She has no buddies, not Gina and Emily. They're on Team Tamara. It's always up and down with Heather and Shannon. There's no one left for Shannon. So Tamara has won that one. But Heather, is Heather now going to try to go after Tamara because Heather can't go after Tamara on her own? Do you think that's what's happening here? She wants to embolden Katie to go after Tamara?
No, she's not being nice to Katie.
That you want to set up Katie for failure? Is a
no,
trap?
No, she's having a scene with Katie to confront her about the blogger things. She's only being nice for this one scene so she can make Katie look stupid by accusing her of blogger stuff, and now she's going to disappear.
I just like to leave like a Game of Thrones narrative. I like to make it seem like it's much more exciting than it is.
I think that Gina was just like, I'm not going there alone with her, guys. And Emily's like, I'm not going.
Yeah.
What are you kidding? I'm cooking an egg in my purse. So Heather's like, I'll do it. I'll out that little snitch for all the bloggery blogger lies. Yeah, she's there to do Tamara's dirty work.
So now we have some clips of things going on around the county. So at Shannon's house, she's with Archie, and she's like, well, I'm going to bring Archie to the beach, but Archie, I'm bringing bread because you're going to get diarrhea. We all know it. So have some healthy bread. You're going to get some nice, delicious Ezekiel bread, just like every dog loves.
Then we go over to Gretchen's, and she's cooking with Slade and her little twin daughter. And she's like, oh my God, Slade, we already had all of her tools. Why did you buy her more cooking tools? And it's like, that's like me saying, what? You bought a dress? You already have a dress.
What I'm trying to say is women, no matter what the age, are basically like children. Am I right? So then we go to Katie's house.
Where did her nose go?
You had that removed last week, Gretchen.
Oh, right. Well, it looks good.
Yeah.
I like, by the way.
Is the toast ready? I can't smell it.
The toast has been ready. It just got, we face tuned the toast as well. So it's just that blur. I like how we're mad at Gina and Emily for saying that Gretchen looks so face tuned, but like, we're all like, she's so face tuned.
Well,
so Katie is at Katie's house. We sort of settle in on Katie's house. And Katie is telling Matt, she's like, well, I met with Gina and Heather, and Gina was actually great because she didn't really talk very much. Oh, what a relief. She was like, I can see from both sides how you feel. And she's like, I'm in a middle spot. And I'm like, I get that. They also dropped this bomb on me. Tamara apparently told Heather that I'm using this girl, Kiki, to plan stories about them. And I said, prove it. Show me.
Matt's great. Like, whatever. You're perfect in this house. Like, seriously? Like, Tamara Judge is in this friend group, and you're the untrustworthy one. Okay, okay. Can we just go to bed? Please, let's just go to bed. So then we go to Tamara and Jen's big meetup. Dun, dun, dun. And Tamara's like,
there's so many other things I could be doing right now. I could be praying. I could be praying to Satan. I could be praying to Jesus. I could tell Jesus all the mean shit Satan said. I could tell Satan that Jesus called him fat.
I don't know what Jen wants to say to me, but I'm hopeful we can move forward. Because if I said something I shouldn't have, I already apologized for it. What else do you want from me? That's therapy talking. That's how you know you're healed.
So Jen.
Jen comes up. She's like, hi. And Tamara goes,
oh, hi. I have that belt. Stop.
Which
it.
Is, wow. Yeah, that's what she's trying to say. But Jen's like, oh my God, I'm obsessed.
Yeah, obsessed with me, bitch. Well, thanks so much for meeting me.
Yeah, well, what do you want to talk about?
Well, hi. A lot, actually. I know that you're going through a lot, and I know there's a lot going on with Teddy, and all the girls are telling me how heavy that is on you.
Ha! How could you use the H word? Okay, you're not allowed to say that on this cast.
Sorry, sorry, sorry. I can only imagine.
I'm telling Teddy you called it heavy. I'm telling her.
I just want to ask you so many questions, and I want to know that you're going to answer me honestly.
Oh, yeah? Why wouldn't I answer honestly? Come on, try me. Try me, stupid. I'm always honest. I'm always, always me. I'm always honest.
She goes, okay, so where did it all go wrong for you? Where did our friendship fall apart, Tamara? I just don't understand.
She's like, well, when it went south was when we went to dinner at Katie's house, and I admitted I was an asshole, okay? And I went off on Ryan, and then Ryan called Eddie a baby bitch. So he's not so innocent.
No, you started it, and people stood up for themselves, Tamara. That's not the same thing. Like, you went way hard. You came with machine guns to a balloon fight.
You went on TV and brought this FBI thing onto the TV show. You know, that's the thing on these shows. People are upset, get upset when people bring sort of stuff that's lurking in the background onto camera. People don't like that, you know? And so Jen's like, yeah, well, you run around about the FBI. Then you make allegations that my home with my children was raided.
Yeah, and you can say whatever you want, because if anybody says anything back, they're the bad ones.
I'm like, that's she literally didn't say anything. Tamara.
It's you. It's you who's saying it.
It's you.
Oh, God.
So you're going to say that to my husband? Say that my husband doesn't have a job and doesn't make any money? I had built up anger about that.
Okay, does your husband have a job? And does your husband have any money? Because it looks like he's following you around, sucking off your teeth.
Wasn't that the storyline last year?
It's like, yeah, Eddie's not really doing anything with himself ever since Cat Fitness closed. So I just want him to do something because he's getting really upset because he doesn't have a job.
Yeah,
how dare you say my husband doesn't have a job and didn't do anything?
So Jen's like, let's go this way, okay? Because this maybe will work better for you. And she goes,
don't be fucking condescending to me, okay? I don't know who the hell you think you are, but you're not. You're not whoever you think you are. It's somebody else. What? Maybe it's somebody who doesn't remember who she is. She just woke up. Mm-hmm. She has amnesia.
I do remember. I'm
She's
going
to realize her husband was doing it the whole time.
No, I'm Jen. I'm Jen. I remember who I am. Jen Petranti. Yeah, I do.
Liar.
Isn't that amazing? I do remember. Thank you so much for reminding me to remember.
Yeah. You think you're somebody that's so above, like you told Heather to bro.
So last week, we go back to that pub, and Jen goes, Heather, why do you lower yourself? No, 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 no. That's bullshit. Are you not lowering yourself to be someone who will videotape one of our friends?
And so Tamara's like,
oh, yeah? Well, I'm not the one that gets evicted. What about that?
And she goes, okay, does it make you feel better that I got evicted?
No, but you can't say that I'm lower because you're lower than me because you got evicted.
She's like,
yeah, you got caught.
Caught what? Cheating?
Yeah.
You've never cheated before, Tamara?
Maybe.
I do hear stories. Oh, now you didn't cheat. Suddenly you didn't cheat.
No,
I left Simon for Eddie, and it was no crossover, no crossover.
She goes, well, I did the same with Will.
I just happened to find one of Simon's best friends that he worked with in the same office, but there was no overlapping at all.
And I said the same thing with Will, and I never said that I didn't cheat on Will.
Okay, so it was the first time or the second time?
Because now Tamara's run out because everything she's trying to get to Jen at, like Jen's like, yeah, okay, what else? And so she's like, okay, well, there was a second time.
Now I'll just make stuff time. Up. Yeah, now I'll just straight up make stuff up. So she's like, what are you talking about? And she goes, you don't want to bring it up. And she goes, well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, come on, Jen, you don't know.
So the producer asked Tamara what she knows, and she's like,
Is there any difference between going to someone who's on Radio Andy and saying, I heard something and like, maybe you can put it on your show versus going to a producer and saying, I heard something, maybe you can put it on our show. I don't think there is a big difference.
I guess their argument would be that they will fight for themselves and use themselves as, you know, their weapons. But when you go use the media as your weapon, that is super, super low.
Fair. So Jen's like, I don't have any clue what you're talking about. But to be fair, I also rarely have any clue about what anyone's talking about.
Deny, 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 deny.
What is this allegation that you're pulling out of your rabbit hat?
She says, well, there are some rumors that there was another guy at a yoga studio that she got involved with.
Oh, God. Like, seriously? Okay, then who is it? Where is it? Who told you, Tamara? But of course, she's not. It's just a rumor. It could be wrong. She can't get in trouble for it. And Jen's like, I don't even know who you are. She goes,
oh, yeah, but I don't care if you know who I am. It doesn't matter to me, okay? Like, if you're going to keep poking at me, then yeah, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. Wait, wait,
there she is. She's back. There she is. She goes, oh,
and now I'm obsessed with you. Like, what am I, a single white female? I mean, do you tell people I'm obsessed with you?
She goes, oh, well, that was weird shit back in the day. Like putting my old hair extensions put in your head. What about that?
How do you know about that?
Because you told Tamara. Me.
Yes. What's weird is how you twist shit because you want to make other people look so beneath you. Ha ha. You're the one who's trying to make someone lower now, and it's mind-blowing.
So Jen explains that, yes, she put Tamara's hair in her head, but for like a second because she was playing, and she didn't leave the salon with it. She just was like there, and like someone was like, hey, that's Tamara Judge's hair. So she put it in as a gag and had fun with it. So it's hilarious how Tamara does twist it to make her seem like a lunatic when it actually was a benign joke.
Like, Tamara, I don't know if you've ever seen your hair, but nobody's clamoring to get it put on their head.
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus Christ. Unless it's like a scarecrow trying to scare off some crows. Girl, nobody is looking for that on purpose.
This is like when Ashley put on Karen Huger's wig, you know, like and started walking around.
They'd have to distress the fake hair to even look correct on your head. No one can reuse that.
You know, if I die in the middle of the night of stab wounds, it's her. She's going to stand over my bed and stab. It's going to happen one day. I swear to God.
So Jen's like, they said Tamara was in the chair next to you, and she just came in, and we were all laughing. She explains it all. And she's like, but you want to twist it like I sewed your hair in my head, like it gave me some sort of joy. She goes, yeah, but you go to my doctor and get your face redone. You go to my gym because you saw I did a fitness competition.
Tamara, you literally did the fitness competition to advertise your gym, and now you're mad that people actually came in from your marketing.
That's such a good point. And Jen's like, your gym was 1 mile from my yoga studio. How dare you? How dare you put yourself on that much of a pedestal and say I came looking for you?
You did. You did come looking for me. You did.
She goes, oh, you're so special. You're so sick. How's your therapy? Listen, I didn't come to your gym. I didn't know shit about you. You're fucking sick, Tamara. And I'll say it again. She goes,
don't call me sick. You can't call me sick. I got stuff.
You're fucking sick.
You can't use my sickness against me. How could you? She's using my mental disabilities against me. She's calling me all type of sick. I can't.
That's unfortunate. I wish you all the luck in the world, but that's not cool.
127 toothpicks. 127 toothpicks.
Tamara, step one is admitting you have a problem. Step two is actually fixing it. So Tamara's like, you know what? The old Tamara would have laid into her. But you know what? What she thinks about me is her problem, so she can fuck off. I don't want anything to do with her. I don't want to see. I just don't see where Jen and I can move on.
I like how she's like, the old Tamara would have laid into her. I'm like, was that not what we just...
Here's what the old Tamara would have done. She would have laid into her, denied everything, and then when she couldn't win the argument, run away like a little wuss, like you just did. You're the same old Tamara girl. You're the same one. So meanwhile, Jen sees a therapy dog. She goes, oh my God, is that a therapy dog? Can I hug it? Oh my God, get over here, therapy dog. Get over here. She's just hugging the dog.
She's hugging that. Tamara's storming out. Jen, like the definition of villain edit versus hero edit is like Tamara storming off, Jen cuddling a random adorable dog, and the dog starts chewing on her hair, and she goes, well, at least it's not Tamara's hair.
I mean, you keep chewing on this hair, it's gonna look like Tamara's clip-ins again. So save me the argument, dog. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for eating my hair.
So next week, the New Orleans trip happens, and we're going to see what this shit show is all about. But wow, like it's really astounding to see that Jen so composed and so easily dismantling Tamara. It's shocking. I didn't know she would be the one.
It was lovely. Loved every second of it. So yeah, we're one step closer to Tamara being like, queer, you never see me.
Loved it. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us this weekend. We'll be back Monday afternoon, 4 p.m. Pacific time for Amazon Live. Ooh. And then with, you know, another zillion recaps. We'll talk to you next time. We love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
She can run my country. It's Angie McGovern.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no less namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Que sera sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Livin' with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen, it's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
Knock, knock, knocking on Katie Manock's door.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.